This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. We're glad you're there on the other end of this microphone, listening wherever you are, whenever you are, on to what's on your mind. And by the way, when they measure our audience, they measure it between 9 and 11 live. They don't even take into account all the different places that it's listened to. And that includes not once, but twice on 550 Fire most days. So it is... exciting times we live in, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate it very much that you entrust us with your precious time and join the conversation when you can. We want to sincerely welcome you to the conversation any number of ways. Cloverdale Baked Flavor Hotlines, one that folks use a lot. 800-228-0550. And when you call 1 to leave a message, get your comment off your chest. 2 to chat with us live on the air. Sometimes there's a teeny little wait. We get to you as quick as we can when we see those lines are full. There's also the studio email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So you email and we get it within seconds. It's in front of us here. So we'll see it. Great way to comment there. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Put that in your favorites. And what's on your mind, Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Right there. You can text him and have your say on the news of the day, okay? Simple as that. We are, what else do I need to tell you? Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. That's right. At if you go to Facebook, I probably see what they're up to at North Dakota Oil Can more on Facebook than I do on their website. But you can go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com and learn a ton for sure. But I also love to hear what's going on. And you know, we're going to be out Saturday at the API Dickinson Chapter 19th Annual Gumbo Cook-Off. That's going to be great fun. I'm not a big gumbo guy because I think a gumbo is, you know, sort of shrimp. I think shrimp gumbo, right? But I'm not a big seafood kind of guy. But I guess there's just all kinds of gumbos, and they really take this seriously. And so it'll be fun. I'm going to, you know, come out of my box a little bit on the palate. On Saturday's one of the celebrity judges. Very honored to be doing that. Looking forward to it. As well, and so there's details about that. They have lots of great picks on the big Watford City School celebration on Saturday. That was pretty cool. A new commercial up there, Lonnie Lafine from JLG Architects talking about some things that are happening in the Bakken. So a lot going on. Williston College expanding their scholarship program, and check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. There's also the Battle of the Bakken Blood Drive that's going on right now, this friendly competition. Blood drive among Bakken companies to give back. That goes through March 11th, so that's on. That's pretty cool, so check it all out, okay? All right, so busy program today. I'd like your opinion on all of the following, okay? And anything of what I'm about to tell you that moves you, I'm willing to visit with you. Let's start with a national one, and then we'll get to a couple of local ones. Apple. I'm a big fan of Apple. I love Apple. Have an iPhone, have from the beginning. Have an iPad. Right to my right is my MacBook Pro that is ancient, but I love it. I love Apple. I love everything about their innovation. Okay, it's American made, right? I mean, unfortunately, they put them together in China, but this is American ingenuity. I think it's unforgivable that Apple, whose politics too often get out front of what to me is, you know, look, have your politics, but understand you have customers of all kinds of political persuasions. Be careful. A friend of mine, Hal Gershman, runs a world-class bottle shop, Grand Forks, and Fargo now. Happy Harry's Bottle Shops, all right? And Hal is a staunch Democrat, good friend of Byron Dorgan. I mean, Hal's a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, okay? Always respected Hal and his business acumen, always appreciated his public service, you know, real community pillar in Grand Forks all those years I knew him. And I always would tell him, I'll bet if I did a little survey here of your store and your wine selection, for instance, there's probably more conservatives that are buying the really, you know, spendy, the high margin stuff than Democrats. I'm just going to guess. I don't know. I'm just going to guess. My point was always, you know, you're selling to Republicans as well as Democrats, because he'd love to give me grief about, I don't agree with you. You got to listen to Byron Dorgan about this, that, and the other thing. say, well, look, when Byron's right, I'll say it. This isn't right that often, you know? So, you know, we would have good fun back and forth. But businesses know you got to be smart about that, okay? You really do. So Apple, who loves to, most recently, for instance, decry religious rights, you know, as dangerous, as somehow that you and I having religious beliefs and the rights to express them was dangerous as the courts were addressing them, now is refusing to cooperate in a federal investigation to break into one iPhone of one of the perpetrators of the terrorist attack in California, out in San Bernardino. Terrorism on our soil. And Apple says, nope, not going to do it. And by the way, Donald Trump, good for him, comes out and slams Apple on this, saying, quote, I agree 100% with the courts. In that case, we should open it up. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. And he said, I think security...
he's made up with the Fox News Channel then? Or?
Yeah, he's been on there fairly regularly. It's just a Megyn Kelly thing, I think, actually.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
I think security overall, we have to open it up. We have to use our heads. We have to use common sense. Thank you, Donald Trump. So I'm ticked at Apple, and will be until they see the light on this. Am I right or am I wrong? Question one for the day. Question two. UND, as in the University of North Dakota, has some brand spanking new Fighting Sioux merchandise out. Well, wait a minute, Todd. They're not the Fighting Sioux anymore. Well, I'm looking at the front page of the Grand Forks Herald today, and they have this Dakota Legacy Collection featuring merchandise bearing the school's old Fighting Sioux logos.
But there's a reason.
The Ben Breen logo. Well, what's the reason? Give me the reason.
The trademark.
Looking at the article.
Got to use the trademark, or they cannot claim exclusivity to the trademark.
Okay, you're right. The story says UND must use the Fighting Sioux logo to retain the trademark that gives it the exclusive right to use it. Well, wait a minute.
I don't think they saw that
make
coming
any sense?
In
Why do they have the
mess,
trademark?
But...
Why do they have the trademark?
I think if they realized that part, they would, you know, plan accordingly. But
what do you mean?
I don't think they quite realized that part of it during this switch to, you know, get rid of that name. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to have to actually do some stuff, otherwise everybody gets used.
I disagree. I disagree. Now, the interim president, Ed Schaefer, there, has said the release and marketing for the gear could have been more clear, and this all started before he got there. And
oh, I bet he gets it, I'm thinking.
He's starting to get to
him.
He's digging into it anyway.
Yeah.
But I still don't know. A UND must use the Fighting Sioux mark to keep its trademarks, but Schaefer said usage isn't defined by the law, and so his office is now working on a definition UND can stand by. Here's my point. Is it not hypocritical for the University of North Dakota to retain the trademark and for sure to put out merchandise when they have rejected the name? They don't want to be the Fighting Sioux. They've complied with this NCAA lawsuit, and they're tossing it aside. And now to have merchandise, to me, is unforgivable. It's ridiculous. Give the trademark back to the namesake tribe in North Dakota, the Spirit Lake Reservation. Let them use the Fighting Sioux name. It's theirs. They bestowed it on UND. UND rejected it thanks to the stupidity of the NCAA. So this is very hypocritical in my mind. Am I right or am I wrong? Last story, this one from the Bismarck Tribune. We're all over the state today, by golly. Mike Nowitzki writes a story for the Forum News Service, front page of the Bismarck Tribune. Survey, most out-of-state oil workers not interested in moving to North Dakota. Well, okay. A lot of issues to dig into here. Number one. Would anyone want to live in a man camp for any length of time? No. And if you do, you are a transient worker. You're part of exploration. You go from job to job, and that's your life. And it's cool. It's okay. It's America. You're making a good living, and maybe you have a home somewhere else. Maybe you don't. Whatever. To ask those people a pointless survey. And good folks did this survey. NDSU's Nancy Hoder and Dean Bangster. They've done some good work. And they presented this week to a few hundred real estate agents and developers and others at the Housing Finance Agency annual conference in Bismarck. But I think we need to be careful to say, see, why are we building up these communities? These people don't want to live here anyway. When we're talking about exploration folks, number one. So number two is production folks. Totally different kind of worker. We're going to talk about this later in the show.
But did we just ask a bunch of people in Texas if they want to move to North Dakota?
Yeah, exactly. Who was asked? What's the pool of people, right? I mean, that's the big question.
But if we didn't have an oil boom and you went down there and asked the same question, you get the same response.
Yeah, so that's exactly.
Or if
that's
we had
exactly
a huge oil boom, either way.
We have asked Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, to join us later on in the program. And I think Mayor Sanford would come on and say, look, this is exactly why we're trying to build homes and roads and schools and hospitals and everything else, because we want a community that people are going to want to live in. Maybe even some of those folks on that side of the ledger to go, you know, I'm tired of this town-to-town deal. I like this town. But not when there's $2,000 rents and not when there's, you know, just chaos everywhere and everything. They're building the communities. Also, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, both will join us, and we're going to talk a little bit about that story later on. But I want to know what your take is on it, because that's mine. I mean, headlines like this are dangerous, honestly, because then they can allow some people to go, all right, see, we don't need to build roads. We don't need to build schools. I see, they don't want to live here anyway, so let's just forget about that. That worries me.
What do we build, school camps?
A couple of stories on my mind. What's on your 800-228-0550 to tell me? On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway. We will meet the people. Phone me toll-free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just finishing that email. Looks like Congressman Kramer's straw poll on our talk radio town hall next week, which, by the way, will not happen today, as normally happens on Wednesday. Just schedule didn't allow anything this week for Congressman Kramer to be able to do it, so he had a jam-packed schedule. We're doing it next week, and it looks like we might have our first presidential candidate, folks from Ben Carson's campaign have reached out and said that we'd like to be on and take some calls. And so stay tuned. That might happen next week. Tomorrow, a quick programming note, I will not be here. You know what I'll be doing? Skiing with my 12-year-old daughter, as a matter of fact. This is scary, but I'm chaperoning a bunch of 7th graders on a ski trip. Are you jealous, Todd? Manny? You can say it. It's okay to be a little jealous.
Why would I be jealous of skiing? It's something I've never done.
I haven't for a long, long time. And actually, when I told her teacher, Mr. Rusted, I said, you know, can I just chaperone, as in, you know, watch what's going on, but not actually ski? And he said, no, totally up to you. And then, can you be peer pressured by a 12-year-old? Is that possible, or what do you call that?
Well, yeah.
Dad, you're not going to ski? Come on, let's ski.
Scott's on the bunny hill. Scott's on the, yeah, you know, you don't need that.
So I'm like, all right, you're right, so I'll ski. I'll do it, but it won't be pretty. I'll send you some video. Quickly, before we go to the phones here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, let me tell you about my friends at B-Mobile, because I got $650 for you here. That's right. That's what the folks at B-Mobile want me to tell you. Say, Scott, tell anybody that's not a member of the Verizon family, now is the time to get unstuck from your current carrier, because if they come see us and switch to Verizon, we're going to give them up to $650 to get out of their current contract. Woo! How about that? B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's why they can do that. That's how they roll. And, of course, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Find them in Bismarck, in Fargo, in Detroit Lakes, in Grand Forks, in Jamestown, in Valley City, in Wahpeton. BeMobile.com to find a location near you. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, I had somebody want to talk about Apple. And I had somebody want to talk about the federal debt. And now, Manny, are you talking to them? Or do I have lines available here to chat?
They dropped off for whatever reason.
They dropped off for whatever reason, says Manny.
I don't know why. Sounded like they were ready to go and talk with you about those.
Did I topics. Offend them in some way? It's a long way of telling you.
Apple cut their phones off. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. Hey, Apple cut their phones off. Exactly. Apple knew they were going to complain about Apple, and they're gone. The crickets are out there. Lines are open, and we're ready to go. So if you want to agree or disagree on UND being hypocritical, let me know. If you want to agree or disagree with my analysis of the survey on most out-of-state oil workers not interested in moving to North Dakota, I don't know. That whole headline just offends me. Most out-of-state oil workers not interested in moving to North Dakota. Again, who is asked? And we got to know what world they live in. Number two, why? You know, what's underneath there? And you know, maybe I'm just being a homer here, but, you know, what's not to love? On the other hand, if you absolutely love Wyoming, and Wyoming's your thing, and you're from Wyoming, and you got a house in Wyoming, and, you know, the work's a little slow there, so you come up here for a while, you're not going to move. I get that. And quite honestly, these communities have to get to a place where they are a community. And for much of this ramp-up in this crazy time, they were not. They were chaotic in a good way, but... And then, of course, Apple. I really think Apple blew it. You think Apple blew it? You're gonna toss Apple to the curb over this? Frank and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello. Good morning. Just calling to wanted to make a plea to North Dakotans to try something different with the governor. Don't put one of the good old boys back in office again. We're $1 billion off budget. We were promised when this oil boom started that they would go into this cautiously, would not repeat the same mistakes, and it looks like they did. And now the middle class, the lower class, are being handled a collection plate to come up with the money needed to fix this. It's unfortunate all these fines are out there that are unpaid. It looks like the people responsible for monitoring things are doing the work, collecting the fines, or
now you're getting into Democratic talking points, Frank. So let's stop on that, because the fine thing, if you objectively look at the fine situation, And I will. I'm not trying to say you're being partisan about this or whatever. I'm just saying the reporting on this is really sloppy. Nobody's really done a good job of saying, well, wait a minute, how does this work, and what do we have the ability to do? In other words, you can't just slap a fine of whatever you want on anybody you want. And here's how regulation in North Dakota works. The way they think, the regulators here, I'm talking about health department, I'm talking about Department of Mineral Resources. Okay, a problem is upon us, right? We have a spill or whatever. Pick your scenario. Let's fix it, and let's fix it fast. And let's put all our resources into fixing it. And if it's not fixed, then we're going to whack you, and we're going to whack you to the fullest extent of the law. If you fix it, you put it back the way it was, you know, because a lot of places just want to whack you, and you end up going out of business, and you don't care anymore, and you go away. So a fair, objective analysis of how regulation works as it relates to fines and spills and everything else, I think, says we've got it about right in North Dakota. And quite honestly, the federal government could learn a ton from us. So could other states. That's my opinion. So I wouldn't go there on the next governor. But let's explore your overall thought. You just think it's time for fresh blood, a new voice, somebody not out of the good old boy network.
Correct. We were told when this oil boom started by Dalrymple and his crew that they were going to learn from the past mistakes, and weren't going to repeat the same stuff. And now we got $1 billion over budget. We're going to be cutting money, which means people are going to be getting laid off, which means our unemployment's going to go up.
That's the ebb and flow of an economy, though. I mean, I hear you, and I think, quite honestly, the job of Wayne Stengem as kind of the quote-unquote establishment candidate gets tougher given the environment we're in, no doubt about it. Now, Doug Burgum has to go make the case, or Rick Becker make the case, that they would have constituencies. Now, Rick Becker, in his case, is a legislator, but he's made about every Republican in the legislature mad, so he wouldn't have many allies there. Doug Burgum is completely new. He is a motivational sort and a leader of some note. So he definitely could, you know, give his best whirl at trying to motivate folks. But I tell you what, he would probably have the toughest job of any of them to convince them to do, you know, what needs to be done. But, you know, I think your first comment, just sort of fresh blood, if you will, would be great. For instance, on the $1 billion deficit, nobody predicted oil prices were going to do what they did. So you can't put that on Governor Dalrymple or the Republicans or anybody else, right? I mean, they're pretty darn conservative. They got darn near $1 billion sitting there in reserves between the ending fund balance. Actually, it was $1 billion, ending fund balance and the budget stabilization fund, right? So that means there really isn't a deficit, you know. But I think your larger point is one that North Dakotans are going to have to sort out. Is it time for just sort of fresh, different, you know? I mean, that's what this race is going to be about. We haven't talked about it for a while, so I appreciate you bringing it up, okay?
All right, thank you.
Call again, Frank. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. Frank, are you still there? He's gone. I should have asked him if Frank has a preferred candidate. I mean, was he talking about Rick Becker on the Libertarian side of the Republican equation or towards Doug Burgum or who? But I assumed he wasn't talking about Wayne Stengem. Chad in Fargo, you're first when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to fixthefarmsubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
They call this music? Is that what they call it?
Manny, who answers the phones, and Todd, the radio god Mitchell. These two are the aficionados of the,
Would you rather
the music
the
around here.
Old school version of it, or you know?
Yeah, I like the.
You know, the one thought. That sounds like you on the ski slope is this one, though.
Me on the ski slope, yeah. I can see that put to the video of me on the ski slope tomorrow. I won't be here tomorrow, folks. Bad thinking in for me as I'll be chaperoning a 7th grade ski trip. Oh, it's going to be funny. What
Scott
do you want?
Scott on the ski slope is bringing sexy back.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Let's get serious here. Calls waiting. Who did I say was next? Chad Fargo, what's on your mind? Take it away, sir.
Hello there, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good. Good luck with your skiing. question I have for you is, you know, you look at the Republican bench is really, really solid. I mean, almost all the candidates other than Kasich and Bush are the only two weak links that I think would have been in there. Do you think that there's a way that Bush, or not excuse me, Bush, but Trump and Cruz could kiss and make up and put the almost everybody on that their candidates from Christie on down were
some
all pretty solid
something.
People.
Cabinet. Yeah, that needs to happen really, rather soon. It's getting less and less likely between Cruz and Trump all the time because it's just getting ugly. And early on, they started on as the only two really that could. Actually, the two that I could see it happening now between the easiest, given the rhetoric, would be Trump and Rubio. But here's my deal. You cannot, as a conservative, and I understand some Republicans say, hey, you know, or some conservatives rather say, don't call me a Republican. But the strongest vehicle to get what we want done as a conservative right now today exists through the Republican Party. And I don't know how any conservative can sit there and say, look, I'm ticked at the Republican Party, too. I don't like the establishment either. But what happened on Saturday, how does that help anyone other than Democrats? I mean, Hillary Clinton can bark like a dog and she's going to get elected. Or Bernie Sanders, and literally she is now, unfortunately. Please, somebody, some statesman somewhere, get some people in the room and say, knock it off. Come
what
on.
What about the moderators? Yeah, but the moderators, are they, do you think they have a lot to blame for the things that are going on?
They stir the pot, too. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But I just think at some point here, and the other thing is, there's more people voting against Trump than for him right now, but there's all these other candidates, right? You take Cruz, Rubio, Bush, you know, Carson, Kasich, their numbers are more than Trump's. Well, a few of these folks have to say, look, if you do want an alternative to Trump, now, again, Trump, when he acts like he did on Saturday, I say, oh, I can't just even imagine the damage the guy could do. Other times I say, we need a revolutionary. I mean, it's just like, which Trump are we going to get? So I'm sharing your frustration, Chad. Appreciate it very much. Tom Washburn, what's on your mind? Quickly, please.
Yes, good morning. Just a comment, you know, on your two callers, those friends, you know, wah. Yeah, here's another whining Democrat, no solutions. It's severely uninformed. And really, you can call up and make comments like that, and you guys can't even field a viable candidate for governor of the great state of North Dakota. Thank you.
Well, you're assuming that he was a Democrat. I mean, he did get into a few Democratic talking points on the fines and stuff, which is why I had to stop. But I don't know if that was a Democrat using a kind of good old boy network line or what. It may have been. I took him as sincerely. He could have been a Rick Becker guy, right? I mean, or Doug Burgum guy. So I don't know. But I think that's going to be kind of the argument, especially when you have someone of Doug Burgum's stature and Wayne Stengen being the establishment candidate, you know. Is this Ed Schaefer, as in the Ed Schaefer that is on our newsmaker line here?
Hello, Scott. This is Ed.
Judging by your voice, it is you. Yeah. Well,
yes.
Well, wonderful.
I was in the car. I was listening to the radio, and you had a couple of issues in front of you and in front of your listeners, and I thought I'd call them way in.
Unbelievable. So here's the deal. We have a guest, Pete Hegseth, is going to join us, and he is actually standing by. But I would love to talk to you a little bit, because I actually meant to call you anyway on the heels of this article. I'd shared some of your quotes from the article about the nickname trademark issue. What is your crazy busy schedule? Can we call you like right after the top of the hour news or something?
Would be better before the hour. My crazy busy schedule is just starting to get jammed at 10 o'clock.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to put you on hold. Manny and Rev, you guys work this out, okay? Next available second with Ed's schedule, I want to have him on so we can talk more about this. Can you just give me are you concerned about this right now, Ed? I mean, I know you mentioned in the article that a lot of this process had been put in place before you got there. But just on the larger question of, you know, the hypocrisy of this, of UND retaining the trademark at all, does that worry you?
No, I am not concerned about it at all. It's important. It's something we need to do. It's something we need to protect the new name in the moving forward. So I'm not, but I thought, you know, I would comment a couple of things on that. And I also, Scott, thought we should talk about the legislature. You had a couple of callers that were saying, you know, well, what about if we get a new governor and how do they work with the legislature and can they work with them or not? And, you know, I have some experience in that. But I thought that I had some observations I could put on the table of working with the legislature as well.
All right. Hang tight. And we're going to find a spot for you here as soon as we can. If we don't end up doing it today, let's do it just as soon as it works for your schedule, because I wanted to do it anyway. So I appreciate you calling. On both points, Ed Schaefer, the president of UND. How about that? We mentioned something on the air. The president hears it. He calls in. It's like unbelievable. I hope I didn't say anything too offensive. Pete Hegseth is a great American. He is a Fox News contributor. He hangs out with the lovely news anchorettes on Fox News on that Outnumbered all the time. He is an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. He's a former candidate for a Senate in Minnesota and Minnesotan. I love that you keep your 651 number, by the way. That tells me you've not gone totally Washington on us. We appreciate that.
Always.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, Pete was going to join us one day last week, and we had obviously some breaking news with the sad situation of the fallen law enforcement officer of the Fargo Police Department, which I'm sure you've heard about and many others have as well. Since then, so I apologize for that delay, but glad to have you back today to talk a little bit about some great reporting you've done about this city in Michigan, the first U.S. Muslim-majority city. Now, when I heard this, and when I saw your special, and I saw the discussion about it, I have to admit that I had a bit of a flash to what's going on in Europe right now.
Sure.
Does it concern you?
No, it does. Obviously, Europe has a much greater challenge, and it's across the board, and they've cratered out their ability, their cultural ability to really stand for something, and given away their sovereignty in a way that the United States has not. However, Hamtramck, Michigan is a small town outside of Dearborn, inside the city limits of Detroit, that used to be a 90% Polish town just 30 years ago, and today is only 10% Polish, and a majority Muslim population, largely from Yemen, Bangladesh, a number of other countries. Not only was it a couple of years ago the first city to become the majority Muslim population city in America, but it also has a Muslim majority-controlled city council, so four of the six seats, the most recent of which was just elected. And so it's an interesting snapshot into kind of assimilation, into a life as a Muslim in America, into how populations are dealing with it. And, you know, we spent a whole day there talking to people across the spectrum, Muslims and not. You know, the call to prayer rings out five times a day across the city in a number of mosques. There's a large mosque being built right in the middle of center of town. And, you know, there weren't a lot of people willing to openly talk about their frustrations. What was interesting is that when the cameras were off, that's when people really said, hey, I'm concerned. I'm not quite sure where this is going to go, that we don't get the same level of acceptance and tolerance. There definitely is a sort of a sense of others from both sides, very much a division. But a lot of uncertainty under the surface. And I think watching what happens in Hamtramck will be, I think, worth following.
So, again, they don't want to say it on camera. Is there a sense of, you know, I can't be politically correct. I got to look like this is okay. So off camera, do they tell you about any examples of, you know, what this means in that city?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of it is political correctness. I think there's a pervasiveness there, kind of a fear of the unknown and the desire to sort of buy into all the multiculturalism that's been a part of our, you know, politically correct rhetoric for quite some time. I will say, though, when the cameras were off or those who weren't willing to be interviewed, there was a worry that if I say this and this is on national TV, you know, I'll be shouted down or accused of bigotry, or I'll be seen as someone who's not part of this sort of inclusive experiment. The overwhelming frustration is that the Polish residents or others there don't feel like the level of pluralism or acceptance is given back the way it's from the Muslim community, the way it's given to them, that if this becomes a 70, 80, 90% a Muslim town, that it's not as if a wave of Christians were to move into town, they would be welcomed in with open arms the same way that this Muslim community was welcomed with open arms and inclusion. Because really, it is a story of inclusion. I mean, Hamtramck's a story of a town that embraced and were willing to bring these folks in. The question is, would it ever be reciprocated? And I think that's where a lot of these folks spoke to us off camera, and even some on camera in a limited fashion, said, you know, it just feels like it's all changed and that it won't ever go back to the way it was in a sort of in a traditional sense of pluralism, that once they gain that ground, you know, it's not clear they would welcome the same from those who are not of the Muslim faith.
We know of examples where there have been, you know, radical Muslim clerics using mosques to, you know, preach hate and to also plot and plan attacks. Is there any hint of any of that here?
No, I mean, there really wasn't. I'll be honest. It was in talking to now, a lot of the city council leaders, they're going to say all the right things. The mayor says all the right things. We camped outside a couple of mosques and talked to folks coming out after the call to prayer, and then just followed reports and reporting. And there's very little evidence that there's radicalization in Hamtramck. In that sense, it's a good news story in that these members of the community are looking for a better life and for opportunity. But, you know, a lot of the young kids there, if they've got a local job, they've also traveled back to Yemen recently, and we know what Yemen is like these days. So it's not as if there isn't an opportunity. And if there was a level of disenchantment with what's going on in Hamtramck or elsewhere, a vulnerability potentially. But right now, it doesn't appear that there's much of an appetite for radicalization there, which is good. And there also has been some, you know, on the Sharia law question, which I asked a number of times, nothing immediate there, but there are city ordinances being enforced of liquor stores not being allowed to open within a certain radius of mosques. So I do think there's a worry, and there, you know, churches were never allowed to build on the main street. Now the folks that have bought this big building on the main street are building a mosque there, and it's being allowed. So there's a sense that there's an allowability for this Muslim observance that wasn't afforded Christian churches.
I'm glad you're there. Glad you're on top of this story. Pete Hegseth, watch him on the Fox News channel. Wish you were in the U.S. Senate from Minnesota, but we'll take you to that platform on Fox News. Thanks, Pete.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're a law enforcement, it's free. If you're a veteran, it's free. What am I talking about? The Minnesota Wild trip. We'll fun bus down to see the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers. If you've not seen the XL Energy Center, it's really nice. It's probably one of the nicer NHL venues. It's not Ralph Engelstad Arena nice, but it's pretty cool. Sunday,
it's the best
February
28th.
Best? Would you say best in the NHL? I mean, I've been to every NHL venue, but I would say it's up there. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people say it's the best one in the NHL, at least.
In downtown St. Paul, in and of itself, is a lot of fun. It really is neat. So, anyway, there's a chance to watch some former UND skaters, Zach Parise, Chris Porter, Rocco Grimaldi. It'd be a great time. And because of some generous folks that have come forward and say, hey, I love the idea of honoring vets. I love the idea of honoring anybody in law enforcement. Let me pay for the next person that calls. So we have people calling to say, I'll pay for seats, and we have law enforcement and veterans calling. So if you want to go or want more information on any of this, 855-200-1776. And it's a 2 o'clock game on Sunday, so you have a good chance to get down there early, get back, and not too late an hour. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Okay, Blake and Bismarck, Michael and Whittleston, Charles and Minot, I've not forgotten you. I want to get to you right after I get to a previous caller that we didn't finish with by the name of Ed. Ed in Grand Forks. That just doesn't sound right. Ed at UND, President President Schaefer with us on the line. So we were talking about, you heard some comments that I had made. Anything you want to take exception with what I said about the Fighting Sioux merchandise on sale again, anew at UND?
I tuned in the radio and I jumped in the car, Scott. I didn't hear everything you said other than UND was being hypocritical. And and the only thought I had on that is, you know, it's very important, Scott, that we protect this trademark, because if we lost the trademark on the Fighting Sioux, if it got into the public domain, we would have Fighting Sioux merchandise everywhere. It's very valuable. It's sought after. You know, somebody would recognize that and start printing things, and we would have, in a time when we need to transition, like it or not, the fight is over about whether we're going to be the Fighting Sioux or the Fighting Hawks. You know, we're moving forward to a new name, a new logo, and we can't have tons of old logo stuff out there mixing with the new, or we'll never make the transition. So we need to control that trademark. To control the trademark, you have to sell like merchandise that you've been selling for, you know, limited quantities. And we're, you know, we've come up with a way to do that with what's called the Heritage Collection, historical, you know, use your heritage and do some limited quantities and protect that trademark. But I think it's important.
So I get that. I get why you'd want to do what you just described. But it when you say we want to protect our trademark, UND has made a decision to move on to a different name.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Obviously, the NCAA forced that, you know, idiots that they are. But you know, we are where we are. So that train has left the station. Why not give the trademark back to the folks that came to UND, the folks from the Spirit Lake Tribe, the elders that said, UND, here you go. Honor us by calling yourselves Fighting Sioux. You've now said Fighting Sioux no more. Why not give it back to them and let them do it?
And here's why. That valuable trademark in someone else's hands will be sold all over the world. And if we are going to transition, Scott, from the Fighting Sioux to the Fighting Hawks, it's very important to recognize that you can't have merchandise in Shield sporting goods hanging side by side that says Fighting Sioux and Fighting Hawks.
Why not?
Because
we'll
never make the transition. You won't make the transition. People today are holding on to the Fighting Sioux name. You go to the hockey game, they're wearing jerseys and chanting
Sioux. They will forever.
And,
It will never change. But I don't know. I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. I see that as people not buying what the NCAA forced down the throats of North Dakota and saying, you know, look, we got a name, but I'm going to honor what I love and consider a heritage name in the Fighting Sioux. I don't see that as a bad thing.
The only bad thing about it, Scott, is if you get stuck in the past. And we have to move this university forward. And when we move the university forward 10 years from now, we have to have value to that logo, the pride in the university, that rallying point of who we are and how we go forward. And if you can't make that transition, you're just stuck in the doldrums. You don't mean anything. Are you the Fighting Sioux? Are you the Fighting Hawks? Are you the Fighting Whatevers? Are you the Gophers or, you know, whatever the case may be? You don't have an identity. You don't have a central point that you gather pride and quality and value around for the university.
We have less than a minute left.
In the past, you can't do it.
All right, we're gonna agree to disagree on this one, because I think there's some way to say, hey, okay, Spirit Lake, we're gonna give it back to you, and let's work together on how much of it goes out or whatever. But
we can do that on how much to go out by keeping the logo here, and it's valuable, Scott. It's sought after.
I agree.
And if we don't control it, you're never gonna switch.
For everything you just described, I agree, and that's why I think it's crazy to change it in my mind. But I realize
we're beyond that.
I
don't want to change it either, but that's not the point.
Yeah. Anyway, we have less than a minute left. You want to talk about something else too that I had said regarding your governors working with the legislature? I mean, if a Becker is governor or a Burgum is governor or a Senjum is governor, is one going to have a better chance working with the legislature than the other quickly?
I don't think so. I think the important thing is, you know, when I worked with the legislature as governor, I had a relationship that was kind of tension. I think there should be tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch, because that is what pushes good public policy, different views, different ideas. Importantly, the legislature is responsive to the people. And if any governor puts forward policies, directions, there the people want to go, the legislature's going to respond. The legislature's going to follow.
Interesting take. All right, we got to do that another day. We'll work on getting scheduled. So getting on your schedule so we can chat for a longer time frame. Good to chat with you. Thanks, Governor.
Thanks, Scott.
Mr. President, more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan receive $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.